Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, celebrating 100 years in business. And today we're going to be joined by AMOD driver Lyle Sadoff. We're also going to hear from Tony Veneziano from SLS Promotions, Paul Gillen from Gillen Enterprises, Justice Brothers Products, and a little more about our local Napa stores right after a few words from our sponsors.
Extreme.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit extremepowdercoating.net for more information. Kevco drive shafts are 100% American-made in the USA with USA-sourced materials, using precision machine yokes offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand-built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline's Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid body non-greasable U-joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U-joints, U-bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
In the United States, more than 150 million tons of steel are recycled annually. Millions of tires and approximately 160 million car batteries. Since 1972, Miskin Auto Parts has been a part of that recycling effort. This is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. We have also helped to provide customers with quality, reusable parts locally and throughout the region with our daily shipping program. Give us a call at Miskin Auto Parts today for quality used parts, 507-684-2100. Recycle we must, and in God we trust.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299. Or see zackstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has over 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity for your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their three locations in Louisville, Minnesota, and Ziering in Washington, Iowa, and ask about their five-day guarantee. Or call 888-435-2210 or see altenburgconstruction.com.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier BP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by modified driver Lyle Sadoff. And Lyle, you got your start in karting around 1998 at Jackson Speedway. They had a great feeder program at Jackson with the karts for the tracks around the area.
Yeah. They absolutely did. I started around that time, so I was around 5 years old, born in 93. So started in go-karts and just kind of kept moving up throughout the years and never looked back.
In 2006, you moved to the four-cylinder division. Memories of running that class?
Yeah, memories of running that class. It was a pretty new division at that time. It was supposed to be that feeder class, even though it was front-wheel drive and a good stepping stone, something cheap. My very first four-cylinder car was an 88 Grand Am with the 2.4 quad four, they call it. We bought it at a police auction for $36. It was rusty. They couldn't find the keys, so bought it with that in mind. And found the keys under the floor mat, and turns out we didn't even need them because the tumbler turned anyway, and it ran. It had 214,000 miles on it, and we built it that way and won some races with it, and it ran a few years.
There were a lot of those Grand Ams running in that division back in that day, but what seems to have happened with the four cylinders is to find a rust-free car that's going to hold up, and it really turned out to be not as affordable as they expected.
Yeah, early on, I think it was what they were hoping it was. There was enough cars. We had a junior division and a senior division, and the rules were a little bit different for each, and I started in the junior division. And like I said, we had $36 in a car to start, and times have certainly changed. The Cavalier is kind of the go-to car now in place of what the Grand Am used to be and some of the Honda stuff. But even to find a rough car today is around $1,000, and so you can get a few thousand plus wrapped up into a four-cylinder really quick.
Then you went into the Sport Mod division. Most memorable race in your Sport Mod division career?
There's a couple that come to mind. I'll say that most memorable, or one of the ones that I'd like to talk about, is in Jackson. I believe it was 2015. I was leading. I can't remember how many laps, but at the end I was leading. And with a few to go, I made a mistake. And then the white flag lap, I made the same mistake. And coming to the line, it allowed Jason Andrews to have a run at me. And I'm pretty sure I had him by, you know, a bumper. But at that time, they did not have the scoring loop like they do today with all the electronic scoring and my race pass. And so we pulled into the tech area and they said, we're declaring that one a tie. And we'd like you two back out on the track for a three-lap shootout. It was green-white checkered. And I knew the mistake that I made those couple laps, and I got to choose high or low, and I made my choice, and I didn't make the same mistake I did that allowed him to get a run, and we ended up winning it. So it was, from what I was told, it was the first tie, and the next year they got the electronic scoring, so it was the last tie in Jackson's history, so the one and only.
And what a great learning experience. Like you said, I wasn't going to make that mistake again.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't make the mistake. I knew exactly what I did wrong and just fixed it.
Living in Sherburn, Minnesota, your goal pretty much your whole life was to be on top of the dirt racing world, which around this area is either sprint cars or modifieds. What do you remember about your very first modified?
Yeah, my very first modified, that was in 2017 when we made that jump, and it was a 2014 Skyrocket. What I remembered is just the learning curve in the suspension, the differences between the Sport Mod and the A Mod, and the horsepower difference. At that time, they did have the crate engine out, but we decided to go with an open engine. And so it was just a learning curve in that rear suspension department, and it took us a while to get it figured out.
Fans who might not know what we're talking about, who have never been under the rear of an A-Mod, the amount of bolt positions that you can do on the back of one of those cars is literally confusing unless you're used to it.
Yeah, it is. So we run a four-link suspension, which means there's a link on top of the rear end on a what we would call a birdcage. I know Ware's machine does not like calling it a birdcage, but that's the majority of what people call it. So there's a top link and a bottom link on the left side, and then the same on the right side. And then there's a pull bar that goes from the top of the axle housing in the middle to the chassis. So between all those, you have multiple holes that you can move those to. And we have some starting points with a degree, and then you got your spring rates and everything. So the suspensions are great, but unlike a Sport Mod where you just have one link on each side and then a solid pull bar, the four link is typically superior, but it's really easy to adjust yourself out. It's really easy to get backwards.
The listeners have never experienced the start of an A-Mod feature. Walk us through what it's like rolling down the backstretch and slowly picking up speed and going through three and four and then firing for the green flag.
Yeah, the modifieds, the engines are really stout, especially the USRA modifieds that we run. And so just getting lined up on the backstretch, you know, I don't get as nervous as I used to. Been doing it long enough that the nerves are kind of gone, but getting lined up side by side, bumper to bumper, and just anticipating where the leader's going to start and trying to time that right. And then when we do take off, it sits you in your seat. The cars have a ton of power and a ton of grip, and it puts you in your seat. And it's just an experience that's hard to describe, but it's one that I look forward to every week.
And you say you anticipate the leader firing off, and you hope he does what you're thinking he will do, because if somebody stumbles, their motor stumbles, there's big trouble.
Yeah, typically in the modified division, we're racing against the best of the best, and typically we don't have a lot of issues on starts, but mechanical issues do happen. The B mods definitely prepare you for some wrecks on some starts and restarts more often than the modified. But if somebody in the front or even the middle starts a chain reaction, typically you'll see guys get together and start to turn cars around.
Is the term clean air as big in modified racing as it is in sprint cars?
Sprint car racing and then even late models with all the aerodynamics that go on with that, clean air is huge. And modifieds are getting to be, or have been the last few years, pretty aero dependent in my opinion. And I definitely notice a difference in clean air versus traffic. So when you look at lap times, a car that's out front, the lap time might be 0.2 seconds faster, maybe a little more. But you put that same car 3-4 cars back with a car right in front of them, those 0.2 could easily go away. And it really affects corner entry. So if you're right behind a car getting into the corner, you might not have as much air on the nose, and the car just feels different. It handles different. And sometimes you just have to try a different line and see if it's the air that's causing the issue or not. So they are aero dependent.
Another thing that listeners will never experience is the dreadful sound of a grenading engine. Do you have any warning when an engine's going to go? Because we've often seen some guys really turning fast laps right before the engine blows, and I've heard the term an engine runs a little bit faster right before it's going to give up.
Yeah, that term does exist for a reason. Typically, a worn-out engine might be a little bit looser, less friction, and they typically do make the most power before they blow, and it seems that way. But we can't really tell that much of a difference, because you're probably only talking a few horsepower, but it does seem like they run the best before they go. But there's nothing that tells us something is wrong at that point. Sometimes you do get some early warning signs. You know, your oil pressure might fluctuate, and the gauge might flash us a color or start flashing at us to say, hey, your oil pressure is getting down, almost like a chime in your car will do that. So it may give us an early warning sign. It might miss. Sometimes we can get it shut down and we save the catastrophe, even though the engine needs work. But there's a lot of times there's just no sign. The car, it goes from running really good to it just locks up, shuts off, and you know exactly what happens when you feel it. But it's a pretty sickening feeling just knowing how much work that goes into it. But thankfully, we haven't had that type of issue in a few years. We have a really great engine builder and Phil Rickey at Rickey's Engine and Machine down in Algona, Iowa.
You went through a dry spell early in your modified career, 2017 through 2020. Things just didn't go as expected, but you kept driving forward and finally picked up your first elusive win.
Yeah, it's tough to go from a division that you're really competitive in and go to a new division. You kind of expect instant success when you've been doing well in a division prior. But like I said, there are some learning curves with the suspension, learning curves with the power, things like that. And, you know, that 2014 chassis at the time, it was only a few years old, but there are some differences between that chassis and the new one. So we ended up picking up a 2016 Skyrocket in 2020. And that car, we just got a handle on it more quickly and better, and that proved kind of dividends for us, and we were able to pick up that first win. And it's hard to describe that feeling, because it's like, is this even the right division for us, the way we are struggling? And sometimes you just want to quit and give up, but you find people are willing to help, and we made the right changes and got the right help, and things started looking up from there.
Last May, you were on a hot streak and even picked up a modified feature win at Hamilton County Speedway with the hood pins coming out of your hood.
Yes, that was a fun weekend in a few different ways. We picked up the feature win Friday night at Fairmont Raceway the night before, and we went down to Hamilton County Speedway for a $1,500 to win show. And there's a lot of really good cars there. Kevin Stoa, Kyle Brown, to name a few. And I think we started third in that feature. And we got out to it. I think we ran second for a while, and the leader looked like he had some engine problems. I'm not sure if we would have caught him or not, but had some engine problems, pulled in. So then we found ourselves to be in the lead, and the hood pins did come up. So going down the straightaway, I was looking at the left side of the bottom of the hood. So I'd kind of have to look out the right side of the front and the left window a little bit to see my entry points on the corner and get the car set. And then once I get the car set, the hood would come down enough in the corner to make that easy enough. And then get on exit of four, the hood would lift back up, and did that the rest of the race. But the more difficult thing was is the brake floater on the left rear, and that kind of helps the car to stay up on the bars when you are touching the brake. That had over-indexed, so anytime I touched the brake, it would actually do the opposite and pull the left rear down. So there was a couple things working against us, along with a lot of really good cars, and Kevin Stoa threw some sliders at us while I was trying to figure out how to drive it with the left rear issue. But once I figured that out, we were able to regain the lead, and we won it from there. So it was, that one's a really memorable one for us.
Then we saw you a couple weeks later in June at Mason City Motor Speedway, and you ended up stuffing it in the wall during hot laps. What happened that night?
Yeah, so, you know, we were on a really good streak. The car was working really, really well. So we decided to go down to Mason City, and going into three there in hot laps, the bolt in the left rear brake floater came out. So when I did touch the brake, that brake floater spun around and ripped the brake line off. So when I went to set the car with the brake, it didn't brake, and it just kind of turned right on me and tried to woe it up before I got the wall, but stuffed it in the wall there. We were able to get it back together for the feature, but the car just didn't quite work well enough for us. So took it back to the shop and got everything right.
One of the coolest things you did is the Dwayne Hansen tribute car for the first annual Dwayne Hansen Memorial. What a night that was.
Yeah, that was a really cool night to see the support for Dwayne, and we had a lot of compliments on the car. Tammy really loved it, Dwayne's wife, and I didn't know Dwayne super well, raced with him as a competitor for a while, talked to him here and there, but he raced all the way to the end, and that's commemorable, and I hope I can do the same.
You ended the 2024 season pulling out the Fairmont Raceway Track Championship in the Modified on a final night and getting that coveted belt buckle at the banquet. How much does that mean to you as a local guy?
It means a lot. That was my first track championship. We came close in the Sport Mods. We finished 8 points behind Matt Loeft, I think, in 2016 because of a DNF a couple weeks before. And Matt Loeft, as many know, has won a lot of national championships. So to be that close at that time felt really good. This is our first track championship, and then to do it in the Modified, it just felt good, especially locally. And then with the support that we've had, it was a really good feeling.
September of 24, you made the tow to Mississippi Thunder Speedway. Thoughts on running the high banks of Mississippi Thunder?
I love Mississippi Thunder. I hadn't raced there since probably a few years prior. It was for the Modified Nationals there. I might have ran the Modified once over there. Otherwise, I ran the Sport Mod or B Mod. And that track, it's a little bit tricky. We just came off of Lucas Oil Speedway down in Missouri, which is a really nice facility. We had a really good run there, brought it back thinking, you know, that setup that we kind of had down there should work really well at Mississippi Thunder, and that just didn't quite prove true. So I haven't been back there yet this year, but I'd love to get over there in 2025.
Spring of 2025, the indoor car show at Fairmont Ford. What a huge success, and what a great way to meet your local fans.
Yeah, it was great to see the car show come back. I've always been a big supporter of Fairmont's car show in the mall when it was there, and the support kind of dwindled. I remember cars just lining from one end of the mall to the other. You could hardly get any more in there, and people walking up and down there looking at the cars. And before social media, that was how people got in touch with each other, see who was making a change in the division, what the car looked like, got to talk to people. And so I think as good as social media is, it hurt car shows like that because everyone knew what was going on. They got to see the car. They didn't have to go and look at that. But then we had the car show at Fairmont Ford, and it was a really good turnout from cars to fans, and I'd love to see that again. I didn't post my car until after the car show because I wanted it to be a surprise, and hopefully if we do that in the future, we can get other drivers to do the same thing.
July 17th, Fairmont Raceway, you ran 11th in the USMTS A Main. That's a pretty good night.
Yeah, it was a pretty good night. It didn't start out that well. We were trying a couple different things setup-wise, and we just didn't put down a very quick time in qualifying, which put us in a deficit for the heat race and just couldn't quite come away from that deficit. So we started 18th, I believe, out of 20 cars, and the car was working really well. In the feature, we made a couple changes between the heat race and feature and drove up to 11th, and I think we weren't very good on restarts, unfortunately. Typically, we are. The tires cooling down might have had an effect on that, so it took a couple laps for the tires to refire and the car to come back around, but I think if we would have stayed under green, I think we could have easily cracked the top 10, probably a top 7 car that night. So to run it against USMTS and other really good local drivers around here and finish that well, we felt like it was a success.
The USMTS at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa. Great to see Darren bring them back to that track. What a cool place.
I really enjoyed running Hancock County Speedway when I was running the IMCA stuff. So it was awesome. I knew we were going to go there once it was announced they're going to have USMTS. I love racing the track. It's a fun track and saw the opportunity to support that event and did it. Hopefully we can get back there again. I think we had a really good B main, started towards the back of that, and just I think we were one out from making the A, so that was a bummer. But nonetheless, really appreciated the opportunity to get back to Hancock County.
You also picked up a win at Sports Park in Fort Dodge a few weeks ago. That's a fun place to run.
Yeah, Fort Dodge, it's a big half mile. It's banked, offers its own challenges, and I enjoy running there. Unfortunately, the car count hasn't been what it is at other tracks in the modified division anyway, and I really do hope that we can get some more cars there because it's a fun track. And each win, unfortunately, there has come with a little bit of controversy. Hopefully we can get another win there without that controversy, but we've had 3 wins there total so far this year.
2025 is your ace season in a modified, and it really seems like you're hitting your stride now.
Yeah, it really feels like we're getting a hang of it, and surrounding ourselves with the right people and the right resources and knowledge has paid dividends. I became friends first with Brandon Davis before he offered me any setup help or anything like that, and really appreciate Brandon as a friend, but he has helped my program just come a long ways. You know, we bounce things off of each other all the time, setup wise, and just talk, and he really understands his stuff, and he's taught me a lot, and I've taken a lot from that, and it's allowed me to help some other people locally here in their cars. So huge shout out to Brandon for helping me get where I'm at, along with my sponsors.
And speaking of great people, Zach Gerhart, promoter at Fairmont Raceway. Zach has a passion for his trailer business, and he definitely is putting his heart and soul into Fairmont.
Yeah, Zach and Leah are great for our community in many ways. Fairmont Raceway is a big example. He has a passion for racing and has a passion for trailer sales, and he does both very well. Zach also sponsors my car and program, and we've become really good friends. I think when we went to do a 7-day tour back in like 2016 or something like that, I had just posted that I was looking for some sponsors to help offset the cost of that 7-day swing. And he reached out to me, and we've become friends since then, and he's supported me ever since. But the last couple of years, they put a ton of work into Fairmont Raceway. It has become one of the nicest facilities in the area, in my opinion, with some of the best food that you'll find at a racetrack. So I joke often with people to come out for supper at the racetrack and stay for the entertainment because the food is just that good.
Something you do well, supporting your sponsors away from the track. You are always at their events.
Yeah, that's one thing when we discuss sponsorships with people. And as much as I call it a sponsorship, it really comes down to a partnership and making yourself available for them and their needs. And so if they're holding an open house or an event that they'd like to see the car at, I'm more than happy to take the car. So Jansen's Greenhouse in Fairmont had an open house last year. We took the car there for. People took pictures near the car. Wilson's Insurance Services in Armstrong, Iowa hosted a steak fry for the Cattlemen's Association earlier this year. We had the car there, and then the town of Armstrong wanted to showcase the race cars that I'm originally from Armstrong and a few of the other cars down there for Ragbri. They wanted the cars on Main Street for Ragbri, and so we took the car down there. And like I said, I have sponsors in Armstrong, so it was a great way to show the race cars and our sponsors' support to, I think it was like 20-some thousand people that went through the small town of Armstrong and Ragbri.
Lyle, who are the other sponsors on your car?
Yeah, Ricky's Engine and Machine down in Algona. Like I mentioned, Wilson's Insurance Services, Zach's Trailers, Beamer Companies in Fairmont, Nitro Lubricants, General Reuter, Carver's Performance, Fox Shock Specialist, CFM Motorsports, and Celon. Just all really good sponsors, and Williams Dental out of Esterville, Iowa.
Will we see you at any of the fall specials this year?
Yeah, I'd really like to hit as many of those fall specials as possible. We'll be down, as long as everything kind of finishes out the season strong here locally, we'll be down at the USRA Nationals in Wheatland, Missouri at Lucas Oil Speedway. I'd like to get over to Mississippi Thunder for a fall special, and Deer Creek has some specials going on at the end of the year that I'd like to make it over for.
Lyle, we'll be looking for you in that 8L Modified at the tracks we go to the rest of the season, and thank you for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and if anybody wants to come down and chat with me, I'm always happy to talk with the fans, let kids sit in the car, show people the car and what goes into it to get it there week in and week out.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just watching Shevlin Enterprises picking up our trash.
That was a great decision to switch to Shevlin Enterprises.
Yes, it was. Great price, great service, locally owned and operated. And remember that spring garage clean out?
Yeah, two full dumpsters, and they took care of it all.
I wish every decision was as easy as Shevlin Enterprises.
Amen to that.
Contact Shevlin Enterprises today at 507-214-8727.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 10-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Mention this Dirt Show ad and receive 10% off your next order. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center at 507-351-9244 or AndersonEnterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See Bulldog Coatings and N.com. Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
As you snap the throttle to the floor, you want quick response and a burst of power. Hi, this is Corey from Byers Engine Service. Since 1975, our staff here at Byers Engine Service has been supplying hot rodders, drag racers, and circle track cars with the power and dependability they need at an affordable price. When you consider your next engine build, consider Byers. BESPerformance.com. No gimmicks, just horsepower.
Race fans, if you're headed to Knoxville Raceway this season for the sprint car races, make sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. This year's special exhibit will be our track tribute to Manzanita Speedway and the rich history of the Western World Sprint Car Championship races. We'll be featuring 8 of the iconic race cars that raced at Manzanita, in addition to the 20-plus race cars being featured inside the museum this summer. And remember that on race days, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 8 a.m. until the final checkered flag falls here at Knoxville Raceway. So be sure to schedule some time to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and see the only museum in the world that is solely dedicated to sprint car racing, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, Stewart Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, plus other tracks around southern Minnesota, North Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver or follow their 18-race Black Iron MFG Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule as a fan. Batwing Chassis. Fast, affordable fun. See batwingchassis.com.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tony Veneziano from SLS Promotions. And Tony, let's give the listeners a little history on SLS Promotions. Larry Hillerud, Steve Sinclair, this has been a stellar group of sprint car enthusiasts that put together these racing events across the region.
Yeah, it certainly has, you know, and yeah, it was back, I think, about 2003 or 4-ish when the first SLS race was, and just kind of started branching out, started doing some races in the Wisconsin area and branched out and started doing them in North Dakota, Minnesota, Illinois, and just kind of grew to what it was. I mean, at one point, I think we did something like 24, 25 races a year. Now we're back to about a manageable number, about 11. So, yeah, it's had an evolution over the years. You know, yeah, you mentioned it started off with Larry Hillerud, Steve Sinclair, Scott Boyd, and unfortunately now Larry, you know, passed away a couple of years ago. Steve stepped away a number of years ago to go run the IRA and do that stuff. So it's actually kind of just Scott Boyd now. So it went from SLS to kind of just an S. But obviously, you know, Larry's legacy lives on. We just had the race a couple weeks ago, the Larry Hillerud Memorial at Wilmot to honor him. So, yeah, it's definitely kind of come full circle, but been a lot of races promoted over the years, that's for sure.
And the event we are talking about right now is the World of Outlaws at Ogilvy Raceway, Friday night, August 15th. The past 2 years have been a heck of an event up there.
They have. I mean, yeah, great facility. I mean, Ogilvy, honestly, one of the nicest facilities we go to. The cleanliness of the place. I mean, the bathrooms are spotless. I mean, it's always great to go to a place where, you know, it's in tip-top shape. Concession stands are great. That building you walk through to get from the concessions to the grandstand is just beautiful. The floors are swept. Everything's shiny. So, and then the racing itself. I mean, the racing surface, you know, it's kind of a big third mile, small three-eighth mile. Puts on a great show. Got a little bit of banking to it. And yeah, definitely always a good time coming to Minnesota. Great race fans up in that part of the country.
And also the fact that the top three, David Gravel, Buddy Kofoid, Carson Macedo, the points are really tight. And this is literally coming into Knoxville Nationals week. So these guys are going to be going for it.
Yeah, you know, and obviously the points for the whole season are important because every position is a fair amount of money at the end of the season that they get in the points fund. So, yeah, you definitely want to, if you're not the champion, you want to finish second because second pays better than third, third pays better than fourth, and so on. So, yeah, you always want to get the highest position you can. And, you know, David Gravel having a great season this year defending his title. And you mentioned Buddy Kofoid. I mean, second in points right now. He's on his second year on the tour. To have a young guy be as consistent as he's been, he's up to 7-8 wins right now. I mean, you know, he's had a couple stumbles early in the season, which kind of set him back a little bit, or else he'd really be on David Gravel's heels. But still a lot of races left, you know, and things can happen throughout the rest of the season to gain points. But, yeah, those two guys are doing great. Carson Macedo has won at Ogilvy in the past, you know, third in points, having another good season. Look for all three of those guys to be contenders come August 15th.
And as you mentioned, Tom Wagaman and his staff really roll out the red carpet for the fans and do a fantastic job of making sure that track is the best it can be that night.
They do, you know, and they don't get sprint cars up there all that often. I mean, I know they get them a few more times than they used to in the past, but the only time 410 sprint cars will be there. So, yeah, people always look forward to getting to see the speed of a 410 World of Outlaws sprint car. And, yeah, like you said, the crew at the track just does a phenomenal job. I mean, they have, you know, a lot of big events throughout the year. They have that big modified race. They do a great job with that. They have, I think, some late models up there from time to time. So, yeah, just a great facility. You know, this will be the fourth season up there, so looking forward to going up there again.
And speaking of speed, this is a track where you can literally just feel the speed because the way that grandstand is configured in the track, it's the closest you're ever going to be to a World of Outlaws sprint car.
You're right. I mean, and that's something, you know, a sprint car to feel it that up close. I mean, it going to the track, it honestly is a full sensory experience. You mentioned feeling them. Obviously, you hear them because they're loud. You smell the race fuel and everything. And, yeah, you, when they come by, you feel that grandstand shake a little bit, those bleachers shake. And it's, you can't get that watching it online or on TV. I mean, that's what we always say. Once you get somebody out to the track for the first time and they experience it for themselves, more times than not, they want to come back and see it again because, yeah, it's like nothing you experience. It's amazing.
Tony, I know you'll agree with me. Arrive early if you want to get a great parking spot, and there's also some opportunities to tailgate prior to the race with all your racing friends.
Exactly, yeah, and you can buy some T-shirts as well. You know, a lot of the drivers, they'll have their merchandise trailer set up, and some of them in the afternoon go out and sit in the trailer to meet with fans and, you know, sign autographs, people coming up there. So, yeah, it's definitely a good thing to spend the whole afternoon out there. You get there early, be able to get in there, get ready when the cars hit the track, because they'll be on the track at 6:30 for practice, then they'll have time trials, and 7:30 on the dot will be racing. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of excitement in a short amount of time.
What's the best way to get tickets for this event, Tony?
Yep, so I just go to the World of Outlaws website, click on the Ogilvy event, and that'll bring you right to the SLS ticket page, and you can get them in advance. That way you don't have to wait in line on race day.
Tony, it's always a blast to talk to you. I know there's some great racing going on when I have you on the phone, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Always fun. Thank you, Clint.
Arrow Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Arrow Racing Wheels are built right here in North Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 25 years. If you want to run with the winners, see arrowracewheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Here in Minnesota, it's about treating other people with respect and building relationships over the years. Midwest Collision has been known for offering professional collision and automotive repair services in the Faribault and Owatonna areas for over 50 years. Make the right choice for your collision repair. Midwest Collision, just east of Faribault on Highway 60, or call 507-332-2434.
Midwest Collision, dependable. As you enter the parking lot of Fairmont Raceway, 60 years of racing history awaits. Since 1965, the legends of the USMTS have modified touring series. Sprint cars and late models have thrilled race fans with their speed and driving skills on this region's fastest half mile. Become part of racing history every Friday night this summer at Fairmont Raceway with a restaurant-quality concession stand, and there's not a bad seat in the house in their spacious grandstand. See FMTRaceway.com for more information.
Let's go outside to play.
Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Paul Gillen from Gillen Enterprises, Justice Brothers in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And Paul, let's kick off talking about the Rice County Fair event. What a cool event that has become. Year one, nobody really knew what to expect. Year two, I can't believe it started raining during the driver's meeting, continued to mist all night long, never seen fans in the stands wearing raincoats and umbrellas, but the drivers were bound and determined to get the race in, and it ended up being a really good time.
No, I couldn't agree more, Clayne. It could have been worse with the rain, but we were able to, with the track preparation from the very ample staff there at Rice County Fair, they did a great job of preparing the track for the evening, and it turned out to be some very good racing, I must say, and we were just so happy to be primary sponsor with Justice Brothers there, and happy to see that the Rice County fairgoers came, and granted, if there were better weather, I'm sure there'd been more in the stands, but it was sure nice to see that the crowd was even more than the previous year. And I think the event is growing nicely. I think next year, given some good weather conditions, we may be able to even put maybe 25 to 40% more people in the stands. But the racing was good for those that were there. The racers did a great job. The staff did a wonderful job. You, as far as for the announcing, did a fabulous job, and the IMCA old-timers did a great job. So all in all, I think it's an event that is just going to continually grow.
Race sponsorship. Over the years, Justice Brothers Gillen Enterprises. You've been involved in a lot of races and a lot of sponsorship. But as a race sponsor, when you look at all of the tracks and all of their sponsors, there really needs to be a return, a benefit for you to be a sponsor. And that's where I highly encourage every fan, every race driver, use those sponsors, buy things from them, go into their business, let them know you appreciate them, because they definitely want to know.
Absolutely. Our roots go way back to the early 70s when we first started racing sprint cars, and a lot of that was due to my father's fascination of the dirt track racing up in the old North Star Speedway up in Blaine there. And we felt it was twofold. One is that we enjoyed racing as a family, but the other was to introduce our products to all the racers and the fans. And we felt that it was a great venue to advertise for our products. And still to this day, as you said, the many tracks that we've been to throughout the 54 years we've been around, and many of the racers that we've sponsored through the years, there's still people that come up and say, I remember you back in 1975. I remember you back in 1980, and all of that. So you know you've done right, and we appreciate all the fans and the racers that have purchased our products through the years. And, of course, that is our primary reason for sponsoring racetracks and drivers, is to sell product. And we hope that we've brought a very high-quality product to the public with our engine additives, radiator additives, lubricants, all of these things, such that their car or truck or tractor can run better and smoother and get better life out of it. So, no, we have enjoyed our tenure with racing and will continue on for many years to come.
Paul, it was great to see all of the cars out there at the Rice County Fair going by with the Justice Brothers stickers on the side of the car. You think about all of the drivers, the legends that you have sponsored over the years, Terry McCarl, Bob Hopp, the Kuba family. It is pretty special.
It is, and as I said, we really enjoyed it as a family to be a part of racing, and dirt track racing just seemed to be our primary focus, with especially the sprint car people. And yeah, gentlemen like Terry McCarl, Bob Hopp, Joe and Jimmy Kuba, and now their children, Jake, Joseph, Anna, and all of those that have raced for the family there. And there's so many others that we could mention with the Lansky and Swindell, and so many more that we've helped out and got to know. It's just been a part of our family for, well, 50 years now. And we feel that it's just a good avenue to put back into what we enjoy, and racing is what we enjoy. And now last week, we brought our ASA stock car out to a road racing event in Brainerd International Speedway, and we will be racing in the vintage class now, coming up probably later this year at Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, and doing some more of that. So we just really enjoy racing, and we've always felt it's been a great avenue to show how well our products work in the extreme atmosphere of racing. So yeah, lots of legends through the years, lots of memories.
And speaking of extreme, racers always run on a budget, and they depend on their haulers to get them to the track and home again. Mileage, power, and added life. That's what your products can give those haulers.
Absolutely. You know, it's one thing to race when you're there, but there's another thing about getting to the race. And yes, you need to have your hauler, your truck, your semi-truck, whatever the case may be, get you there in fashion that will get you to the racetrack on time. And that's what Justice Brothers products will do for you, with the engine additives and fuel additives to help them run cooler, smoother, last longer. Look, these things aren't getting any cheaper as far as haulers go. It's good to have something in there that gives you peace of mind that you're doing the best you possibly can to have this vehicle run as best it can and last as long as it can. And again, that's where Justice Brothers comes into play.
You mentioned things aren't getting any cheaper, and your daily driver also needs protection to prolong life, to make sure that you can get more years, more miles going to work.
Absolutely. You know, we always say with Justice Brothers products, we're the additives, supplements, aspirins, minerals for the truck, car, or tractor. And the whole idea here is, these vehicles are not getting any cheaper. So therefore, we need them to last longer. What we do with our products is help the car run smoother by an engine additive every time you change your oil. Put a can of engine tune-up in it. It helps to reduce friction and keeps the internal workings of the engine clean. Put a fuel injection cleaner into the fuel tank. Helps to keep the injectors clean so your mileage stays good. These are just some of the things that we can help out with fluid maintenance on your vehicle so it will last longer, better fuel economy, run smoother. That's what we're all about.
Fall harvest is right around the corner, and if you've looked at the prices of a new manure spreader to a mid-sized tractor, protection of the wear parts on your ag equipment to protect it from dirt and corrosion is key.
Absolutely, and that's why we do a lot of farm shows, to show the farmers what we can do to help preserve the life of their equipment. When you look at large tractors and combines being $500,000, and if you spend $50 with me to help to maintain that, isn't that worth it? We think it is, and that's why we show our demonstration at a lot of these farm shows, to show exactly how we can reduce wear and tear on all of the equipment, whether it be, like you said, a manure spreader, combine, tractor, planter, baler, whatever the case may be. We have products to help those pieces of equipment run cooler, smoother, and last longer. So yes, absolutely, with harvest coming up, this is a big time of year for us. And I must say, come down to the Clay County Fair down in Spencer, Iowa, during September, just after the Labor Day weekend. We'll be there for 9 days. Come see our demonstration. Let us show you how we can help you. It's a very good fair, especially for the agricultural people. Every equipment manufacturer is there. And we have been there for over 35 years, and I just love to show you how we can help you save money on your equipment by the simple use of an additive program and fluid maintenance program with Justice Brothers.
And you can also find your products in local stores.
Absolutely. You're going to see us at your local auto parts stores. You're going to see us at Runnings. You're going to see us at Menards. You're going to see us at Fleet Farm. You're going to see us at many of the repair shops throughout the Midwest. So, yes, there are many different options for you. And if you do not find something in your area, give us a call, 952-934-7354. We'd be more than happy to point you in the right direction. And or go to our website at justicebrothers.com, and you will find a place that we can get you to get the products you need.
Paul, thanks for all you do. Thanks for being a longtime race supporter, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Clayne, I can't thank you enough for your friendship, and it was very good to see you at Rice County. And I look forward to seeing you sometime soon, maybe at Dakota County.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable, custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a PowerLift architectural door on your home or cabin. PowerLift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Summer heat wears down more than just you. It drains your battery, too. High temps speed up evaporation inside your battery, cutting its life short. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, get up to $25 back on a prepaid card with a qualifying Napa battery purchase. That's $20 back on a Napa Legend or Legend Premium AGM and $25 back on a AAA battery. Save today. Drive worry-free tomorrow. Only at Napa Auto Parts. Offer valid at participating stores through August 31st, 2025. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Napa know-how!
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, and ag electrician, choose Coles Electric. Hi, this is Steve Cole. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service. We also update your lighting to new energy-efficient LEDs for years of reliability and service. Planning, design, or 24-hour service, see ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor is your family-owned club car dealer in Blooming Prairie. If you're considering a new or new-to-you golf cart or utility vehicle, stop and talk to Doug Miner today. With over 20 years in business and extensive product knowledge, we'll help you find the right golf cart or utility vehicle to fit your needs and budget. Whether you're looking to golf or just need a ride around the farm or campground, stop at Miners today to check out your options.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Louie from the Medelia Napa Auto Parts Store. And Louie, celebrating 100 years of Napa this year, and the new Carlisle hand tool line is just beautiful. Those new green colors. And I also recently just saw one of the new Carlisle toolboxes with the stainless steel worktop and also the roller ball bearing drawers. And those things are great for any shop.
Oh yeah, they've definitely come up with a new look for sure. They're definitely more vibrant, more pops to you for sure.
And also, Carlisle Tools actually have a warranty. So if you have an issue with your Carlisle tool, you can just bring it back.
Yeah, lifetime warranty on pretty much all hand tools and sockets, wrenches, that sort of thing. They all have a lifetime warranty on them.
A lot of listeners may not realize the beating your electrical system in your vehicles and especially your battery take during these hot, humid summer days. And one thing I appreciate about the local Napa stores, I had an issue with my battery, just took the cables off, pulled it out, took it down to the store. They put it on their load tester and actually told me my battery was fine. It was actually something else. And that's great customer service from Napa. And you have some deals on batteries right now for this summer heat.
Yes. Right now, what they got going on, and it goes through the whole month of August, you buy a battery, you get either a Legend or a Legend AGM premium. They get a mail-in rebate, $20 prepaid Visa card. So they got a pretty good deal going on them right now.
Another thing that local Napa stores do and do well as far as customer service is wipers. You have some great selections for the summer, also some great deals on those wipers, and you'll come out to the parking lot and put it on for somebody because people know if you wreck one of those wiper arms trying to install your wiper blade, it probably ends up being a very expensive set of wiper blades.
Oh, yeah, then you end up stuck bringing it to the shop for them to fix it for you, and you got wipers and arms and labor on top of all that. So, yeah, bring it on down. We got plenty of time, plenty of experience to get them on quick and easy for you.
We also know here in Minnesota, you look out into the fields and see the corn and soybeans, and it won't be long, and harvest season will be right around the corner. And typically, out at your Medelia Napa Auto Parts store, you have a filter sale in September to save people money before they hit the fields.
Yes, we do. Right now, I'm not sure exactly when in September, but normally it's the first couple of weeks. You can save up to about 40% off your filters.
Louie, if they're coming out to Minnesota's pheasant capital, Medelia, or they're coming through the area traveling with their camper or heading to the races, what's the best way to find your store?
Well, honestly, if you just follow the hospital signs, we're right across from Medelia Health. Pretty simple to come find us.
Thanks for all you do out there in Medelia, and congratulations on being a Napa store owner during their 100-year anniversary, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Deer Creek Speedway, only 15 minutes south of Rochester on Highway 63, offers four classes of dirt track racing every Saturday night. Bring the family out Saturday, August 9th for Veterans Night. It's a fundraiser for the local Chapter 28 DAV. Four classes of entertainment for the whole family, including the high-powered USRA Modifieds, USRA B-Mods, USRA Stock Cars, and Hobby Stocks. Deer Creek Speedway is your outdoor family entertainment center. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for more information.
It's Pete the Sauce Man here, bringing you today's weather forecast. Okay, who am I kidding? It's always barbecue weather. Whether you're cooking on your smoker, grill, or inside your kitchen, there's a 100% chance of deliciousness when you use Cookies barbecue sauces and seasoning. You can always count on our full line of Cookies products to enhance meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get recipes and join our sauce squad at CookiesBBQ.com. And remember, rain or shine, it's Cookies barbecue time.
Cookies.
Have you noticed your car is using more oil than it used to? Do you notice a little extra smoke coming out of the tailpipe? This could be caused by normal daily driving of your car. Justice Brothers Oil Treatment reduces exhaust smoke and oil burning due to excessive engine wear, and it helps your engine run smoother, cooler, and quieter. It also helps to restore lost compression and protect against oil oxidation. Help your car and the environment. Try a can of Justice Brothers Oil Treatment today. Check out JusticeBrothers.com.
See our display at Runnings.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.